for now.
It's a quarterback keeper up the middle for Kynath. Is he in? No word yet. And there it is. Touchdown, Deckerville. Isaac Kynath punches it in for the second time tonight for the Deckerville Eagles. And now the Eagles lead by 12 points, trying to make it 14 with a made two-point conversion. 45 seconds left in the first.
It's been a complete domination. No yards of offense for Kingston. Deckerville has been able to run it right down their throats, mix in a play-action pass when they least expect it, and everything going the way the Deckerville Eagles would like it to right now.
Over a seven-minute drive on that one, covering 55 yards. Deckerville 2-for-2 on offensive drives tonight. Kynath in the shotgun, direct snap to Derek Snyder. Looking to his left, he's in trouble, and he's going to be brought down to the backfield at the 6-yard line by a very strong Kingston number 11, Brian Hobson. So the score remains 12-0. Deckerville leading the Kingston Cardinals with 45 seconds left in the first quarter right here on the WNLW Sports Network. Deckerville 12, Kingston nothing on Sports Radio 102.1.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive motto 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269 Guns, 989-269 Guns.
Well, it's no surprise with Deckerville, Bill Brown's Deckerville squad firing all cylinders in this first week of the postseason. As they kick it off and it comes in down to about the 40-yard line, gets out to about the 45, where Kingston will start their second drive of offense at their own 45-yard line, trailing at 12-0 to the Deckerville Eagles.
Jeff Stone making this stop on special teams for Deckerville, but good field position for the Kingston Cardinals starting at their own 45-yard line. They're down two scores, but no need to panic yet. This high-powered offense can go down the field and score. You still got to have your defense make a stop. The offense got to do their job first.
Hunter James on the keeper. Breaks free one tackle. Has the first down inside Deckerville territory. Man, he is fast and finally forced out of bounds near the 30-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 32-yard line on his own effort. But a huge gain on first and 10, a 23-yard pickup.
And that's where he's at his best. Read option. Put the trust of your offense in your veteran senior quarterback. He's made over 25 starts at the high school football level. And read option is just a play that you can trust that your quarterback will read the end and hand it off to the running back. And if that end bites, you can keep it yourself and take it around the edge, and that's exactly what happens, and Hunter James makes him pay.
James on the keeper, goes right up the gut and goes about maybe a yard out to the 31-yard line. Tackle made by Justin Trigger, nose guard for this Deckerville squad. Second down and 9 for Kingston at their own 32-yard line.
So when you're on the read option, it makes the defense maintain gap presence. When you do designated runs, the whole defense just collapses on that running back who turns into the lead fullback for Hunter James, and it didn't work there. There's too many Deckerville Eagles that have read that play, and they can overpower and overwhelm that lead back, and Hunter James was unable to get anything going on that play.
And that's how we've reached the end of the first quarter with Deckerville leading 12-0 over the Kingston Cardinals right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? Kingston inside Deckerville territory for the first time tonight, 12 minutes before the half is over. King Hunter James rolling to his right to pass. He has to scramble now, throws it downfield, wide open receiver, and overthrows him by about a yard, maybe two. Had number 22, Lane Torrey, wide open at the 5-yard line. Had Derek Snyder beat, but he overthrows him. Wynn got underneath that one a little bit and pushed it. Incomplete pass.
Lane Torrey turns around and basically stops his momentum to show his quarterback that he's wide open and on the run. Hunter James unleashes a cannon, and because the ball is long and over the top, because he doesn't want to leave it short where the few Deckerville Eagles defenders are, Lane Torrey backs up backwards, and if you're playing the outfield, that ball's going over your head and off the wall. So you got to turn around and get back there, get under the ball. And I don't think it was a bad ball. I just thought the receiver kind of quit on the play and wasn't in a good position to make the catch. That's a big break for Deckerville.
Receiver wide to the right. Now they send Hunter James wide to the right in a wildcat formation. Now man in motion is going to be passed right downfield, wide open, but it's underthrown. Pass was intended for Jack Green, their tight end, a big tight end. At number 87, as he was going straight down to the end zone, and no one around him, but it was underthrown, and he couldn't bring it in off the turf.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It looked like Nate Dawson was the one that was in the Wildcat under center.
Number 2, yes, he
and
was.
And threw the football down the field. And I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't underthrow that football by about a yard, Jack Green scores a touchdown. There is no Deckerville Eagles anywhere. They fell for the read option. Never expected Nate Dawson to throw the football. And it was underthrown, and Jack Green couldn't do anything about it. So, again, Kingston right there on the verge of getting that first big play to get their momentum going. Instead, they'll have 4th down and 10 and watch this Deckerville Eagle team bring some pressure.
From the 32-yard line, James throws it downfield. It is caught inside the 20 and brought in at the 16-yard line. That is number 13, Aaron Kaler brings in the big pass and converts on 4th down. A 4th and 10, now a 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line.
And as I figured, Deckerville is going to bring some heat and they get in there, but Hunter James, not worried about it at all, cool under the pressure, and delivers a pass to the sideline to Kaler. And Isaac Kineth is the guy that makes the tackle, but he looked lost in coverage. He lost his man, and that's a good play call by Kingston, not afraid of the pressure, and a big first down, much needed one for the Cardinal offense.
James in the shotgun, keeps it for himself, dives out to the far sideline, gets the first down to the end zone line. He's short by about 2 yards, and it's going to be a 1st and 10 inside the goal, 1st and goal, actually. And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 4-yard line. So an 11-yard pickup to a 12-yard pickup down to the 3 on Hunter James.
That design quarterback run, it really has not worked for them. And in this case, it's the first time it did because he didn't follow the play call. He went up the middle, saw nothing, and when he kicked it to the outside, that juke stutter step to the outside, he's able to get to the sideline. Similar to what Derek Snyder does for Deckerville, it's a foot race down the sideline, and he puts him now in scoring zone inside the 5.
High formation. James hands it off to Lane Torrey, and he goes absolutely nowhere as that front line for Deckerville number 52. That would be... Oh, that'd be Curtis Vogel, linebacker for the Deckerville Eagles. Stops him in his tracks. No gain of the play. 2nd down, goal to go, still from the 3-yard line.
One of the first traditional running plays we've seen from Kingston out of the shotgun to Lane Torrey, and he gets the ball, and as soon as he gets to the line of scrimmage, meet Curtis Vogel. Curtis Vogel stands him right up, and everybody else gets to come in and help clean up the tackle. No gain on the play. Good stop with your backs against your own end zone by that Deckerville front 4.
2nd and goal from the 3. Same formation. James under center, I formation. Pitch out to the right and is fumbled. Lane Torrey has to scoop it up in the back.